Welcome back, everybody, to another fun-filled episode of the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hoppyhead Productions. I'm your host, Sean. Danny, how are you, man?
I'm both bummed out and kind of happy about my Halloween last night.
Why? What happened?
Well, I mean, I posted on the social medias on my own personal one that COVID changed nothing for my house for the number of trick-or-treaters I got from last year to this year.
Which was zero?
Zero, yes. But, you know, you still have to buy candy just in case. Like, you don't want to be that asshole. Because like, there are a couple kids. There's, like, four or five kids that live, like, around me. So I figured maybe they'd maybe even just, like, just stop by because I talk to them anyways as neighbors.
Yeah. So, is that even a thing to go trick-or-treating in your apartment complex?
It was when we first moved in, like the first year, like the first couple years we lived here, we got like, I mean, not a ton, but we got like 20 kids, like the first year.
Were you ready? Or yes. Were you like, oh shit?
No, we were ready.
Gotcha.
Like we were more ready. Like we bought like more candy then than we did now. But so I guess the benefit of that is that I bought candy that I want and I have it left over. I don't have to eat shit. Also, I don't buy cheap candy like some people. Like, here's a handful of Smarties. And it's like, I love Smarties, but dude, like, I don't need 10 of them. Like those things come like 1,000 in a bag. Don't be cheap, man.
Yeah, right.
So I bought like Kit Kats and peanut butter Snickers.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't get any trick-or-treaters. There's people outside, but it was kind of, it seemed like, if you were going to pass out candy, you had to, like, have a table outside or something. That was, like, your indicator that you were passing out. So, actually, nobody even knocked on the door.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people that did give out candy. They had, like, a table out with, like, a bowl just to take some. But then I've also seen videos from Halloween's past where, like, you know, kids are trick-or-treating and their parents come up behind them and just, like, no, just take the whole bowl. And, like, they'll dump the whole bowl in the kid's bag and the kid's, like, that ain't right, mom. And the kid's mom's like, fuck him for leaving him out.
Wow. Terrible.
But then I also saw like white kids are better than adults because I saw one where like a kid walked up and the bowl was empty and the kid reached in his own bag and like grabbed a handful and put them in the bag for the next kids to get some candy from there.
What a good person.
Yes. They probably gave the shit they don't want, but that's still, you know, the thought that counts, I guess. The appearance of kindness.
Yeah. Jeez, that's terrible.
Plus, but it was good yesterday, though. I did go out for sushi in the afternoon. And it's weird. Like, I've never ordered a beer from a sushi restaurant, Sean. Mm-hmm. All the times I've gone out for sushi, I've always only ordered, like, teas, like either hot tea or cold tea or water. I don't know why. I'm, like, regretting that decision, dude. Like, beer and sushi is an amazing combo. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why the Japanese brew beer and make sushi.
Because it all goes together.
Yes. If it wasn't supposed to go together, they wouldn't sell it there.
Right. Oh, jeez, man.
Which is pretty funny because that does tie in with my beer choice for today.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think I made a poor choice, Sean. But I'm gonna stick with it because it's here and it's now. So we went out yesterday trying to find like bike accessories because we bought new bicycles. And at one of the places we went to, there was a Total Wine next door.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ooh, Total Wine, dude, that's like way better than BevMo, and it's in like a fancy neighborhood, so I'm sure they got some good shit, right? And so I'm walking around, and one of the things I noticed they have on the shelf is a beer from a brewery in Anaheim called Town Park Brewing that closed at the beginning of this year. But they had their like blonde ale sitting on the shelf. I should have looked to see when it was brewed, but then it looked like a stout had exploded all over the can, so it just had like stout goo on the side of the can. I posted it to one of the beer group I'm part of, and everyone was pretty much, yeah, that's pretty gross. but while I was walking around, and like, I ended up like seeing like they have some like, you know, walking through their liquor section and their beer section, I saw that they had like in their imported section they had some Japanese beers. So again, it's a weird coincidence because I didn't even think about it until like now pretty much. But I bought a beer and it's a ale brewed with yuzu and Japanese sancho peppers.
Hmm.
And it doesn't have a brewed on date. And it was sitting on the shelf, which it you know, like just the regular shelf in the bright light, not super cold. And then as I'm reading it says unpasteurized, please store in a cool dark location.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have to like stop recording and go to the bathroom. Oh, it's a gusher.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Hopefully you got napkins around.
Okay, I poured it into the cup, and there's probably like a half an inch of beer on the bottom, and the rest of the cup is foam.
Oh, perfect. That's always good.
It is.
Do I have to go first now, so that way you have time? Go first
so that I can like kill. And I have a backup though. I do have. It's not a beer, but it was like canned with the beers. It's a whiskey with carbonated water added to it. So it's basically like a whiskey seltzer.
That's interesting.
It's 10%. So go ahead and you go through yours and I'll see if I can drink mine.
All right. So from Double Nickel Brewing in Pennsauken, New Jersey, we have Nocturnal Creatures. It's an Imperial Dessert Stout. It is a triple chocolate chip brownie batter, caramel, and vanilla. This comes in at 13% ABV.
I wonder if they make different versions of it or if it's always the same beer.
I feel like they make different versions of it.
I think they do because I had one when the first time I ever had Double Nickel when they came out here for a beer festival. I ended up having one and it was a different flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's very chocolatey. Just very, very chocolatey.
Well, I mean, it has the word chocolate in the description, so you would hope it would be chocolatey, right?
Yeah. It's pretty thick as well. Like, I'm definitely – this is, like, definitely, like, a dessert beer. It's very heavy. I just feel like I'm glad, like, I have a glass of water with me to kind of just, like, quench my thirst as I'm drinking this beer.
You should put some like warm it up and put some marshmallows or whipped cream on it and make it just hot cocoa.
Right, man. Yeah, maybe get some, just get a scoop of vanilla ice cream and put this over it would be another smart play.
Yes,
it's definitely it's good. I mean, but it's definitely a dessert stout to say the least.
It's either like the end of the day or like I'm just going to have one today kind of beer. It's not when you'd like sip by the barbecue or the pool or while you're mowing your yard or something.
No.
It's not a leisure activity beer.
Right. Well, maybe if you're just sitting and playing video games all day.
As
you're pounding your head after raiding for 3 hours and all you were doing, you weren't even doing the full raid, just the boss checkpoint.
Oh, man.
Was that sounds a little bit?
It sounds like you're playing with people that had like lower skills than me, even.
Oh, it was a rough night last night. I probably needed this beer last night.
Probably. And maybe like an extra like couple shots of whiskey to go with it.
Pretty much. But we did do some Gambit Triumphs afterwards that I was happy about. And I didn't even get the gun from the raid, so that shit sucks.
Yeah, I've been like just doing random stuff on there. I don't know if I'm like accomplishing anything anymore other than like finishing up like quests. I know I like started, another exotic weapon.
Nice. Well, at least after next Tuesday, everything gets moved up to 1050, so you're not going to start further behind.
Well, I'm not that. I'm like, actually, I think I'm at 1050.
Now. Oh, okay. Nice.
So I'm there. So I basically, I wasted all my time. I could have done nothing.
So you're at the hard cap, so you're just basically need you really just had to do pinnacles at that point to get up to your 1060.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so because in Destiny, there's like a soft cap, and then once you get to the soft cap, like you have to do powerful gear drops to level up, and then once you hit the hard cap, then you got to do pinnacles to get like the last 10. So I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
I think those are the lines. So, but all that's resetting come Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, and then like starting the ninth at some point, there's like a super long basically it seems like that Monday is a waste too. 'Cause there's like a what, 18 hour where everything's gonna be gone, or 12 hour or 6 something hour.
It seemed like it was only 12 hours. It looks like it goes down on Monday night.
Yeah,
So.
it gets 7 or something like that Monday night. Yeah, I don't remember. I just remember seeing that it was like it wouldn't necessarily affect me because it would be like before, like right before I go to bed, and then like I'll still be at work, so that's
Yeah,
fine.
fair enough.
So I finally got to drink my beer, Sean.
Did you? How was it?
It's actually surprisingly good. Like, it's not like I'm sitting here drinking like a pepper bomb, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you ever go to like a sushi place and you get like the jalapeno bombs or anything like that, but you can definitely taste the yuzu and the Japanese peppers in it. Yeah, it's surprisingly good. Like, I mean, I'm glad it only comes in a 12-ounce can, but I could probably pretty easily drink all of this.
Fair enough.
And their logo is pretty cool. It's like an owl. And so they have like both English and Japanese writing on it, I guess, for the white folk that want to buy it. I guess they do have to like meet the international laws if you want to sell it in the United States.
Yeah, probably. You gotta follow the regulation, the man's rule.
It says it's a light and splendid session ale. Using carefully selected Japanese shosho peppers and yuzu, enjoy the spicy tingle of the sancho peppers and the gentle refreshing aroma of yuzu. And it's brewed and canned by Kaiuchi Brewing in Japan. So it's not even like one of those where it's like can't like brewed by in Japan or whatever and canned in like Baltimore, like Guinness. Well, I mean, not that Guinness is brewed in Japan, but you know what I mean. Or other like beers, breweries like the Mexican beers where they're like get bought by an American conglomerate and then they're brewed in like Boston. Enjoy the taste of Dos Equis, brewed and bottled in Boston, Massachusetts, where we keep our proud traditional Mexican heritage alive.
Woo!
Oh man.
Keep it alive. Keep it alive.
Dude, too soon, Sean.
Okay.
Keeping it alive, man. We lost someone near and dear to your mom's heart.
Wow. Oh, good old Sean Connery has passed away yesterday on what on Halloween.
Yes, at 90 years old.
In the
Well,
Bahamas.
yeah, when my wife asked me how old she was, and I told her, she was like, "Wait, he's that old? I thought he was like younger." And it's like, nah, man. He was like 90, dude. He's been in movies forever. So yeah, he's been in movies since like the 60s, if not the late 50s. So yeah. And he wasn't really young then either. Like, it wasn't like he was like 14 playing James Bond.
No, he was not.
But yeah, so the reason I say that it's near and dear to your mom's heart is because that is where you got your name from.
Yes, it was. Fun fact.
Sean Connery.
I'm surprised Connery wasn't my middle name.
That was the joke I was going for.
I know.
Oh man.
Maybe that was like too much. Maybe it was like, maybe it's too cringy. What if you ever met him? Is that like going too far? It's like, I was named after you. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, my middle name's Connery. Too much.
Too much.
Too much.
Yeah, I'm Sean Bond, James Bond Connery.
Well, I'd rather be like the name of that one of the whatever his character's name is in that one where he just wears like that red like skimpy outfit.
Oh yes, the 80s movie.
Yes.
So you know what? You should like and honor and like console your mom by dressing up in that outfit for Halloween next year, or like next time we go to a comic book convention, you should cosplay as that.
Who should I?
Yes. You're hairy enough. You can pull it off.
I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I have the bod ready for that.
You know what? I'll make you a deal. If you do that, then I'll cosplay as I'll dress up as Borat on the cover of his new movie.
Does anybody even want this?
If you donate to the Extra Life, the more we get for Extra Life, the less likelihood this will happen. So go ahead and vote with your money. If Sean hits his goal like immediately, then this idea is completely off the table. We'll forget that it ever happened.
What a good threat.
I do have a few extra masks lying around that I could just, you know, strap on. But then the question is like, do I have to wear two masks, one to cover my junk and one to cover my booty hole? Or is he just ass akimbo out there with his booty hole for the world to see?
Who knows? Good question.
So I don't know about you, Sean, but anytime I go grocery shopping and it's like, you know, kind of the holiday season or there's a new, like the holidays are about to change, I always look and scout for the next seasonal flavor of Oreos.
That is true. I had the maple syrup ones like a month ago, but I haven't seen any new ones, but I haven't really been looking either.
So I went to the grocery store last week and I went by the, cause like, it's weird. Like when I go, most Data Brothers I go grocery shopping at, they have like basically two Oreo displays. They have like the main on the actual cookie aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have like the one, it's like one over by like the chips.
Yeah.
And sodas. And it's like, and that's usually where they hide the seasonal ones.
I hate that, dude. That's like the most annoying. It's like a search scavenger hunt to find the seasonal ones.
Yes. And so I came across they actually, you know, in the true spirit of America, it was the day before Halloween, but they're already like have the Christmas shit out.
Yep.
They have the Christmas seasonal Oreo cookie out because fuck Halloween within 24 hours of it, and also fuck Thanksgiving at all.
Dude, Halloween stuff. I mean, Christmas stuff has been up like for 3 weeks now.
Right, but at least it was Halloween like holding the tide back. Now that Halloween's over, like. Like I'm sure you went to the store. If you went to like Target, like the day of Halloween, like they were like literally like just throwing the shit into a fire to make room for Christmas stuff.
And then you would hear the fabulous songs like "All I Want for Christmas Is You."
Don't forget, last Christmas I gave you my heart.
The very next day you threw it away.
My wife loves songs, like almost every Christmas song except for that one.
Dude, that song is the worst one out of all of them.
No, it's not. To me, that's the second worst.
Which one's your worst?
The Paul McCartney one.
Mm.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
I guess maybe I just don't hear it enough to hate it, where I feel like the other one I hear like all the time. So that one has deeper hate.
Yeah. When I worked retail for like a couple years, like I heard all the Christmas songs, and to the point like my wife's still like mad at me that I get shell shocked when I hear Christmas music. But when you like, you know, work retail, you hear it like literally like all day, every day between, you know, Halloween and Christmas.
Yeah. Danny walks in after like a hard day of work. hey, how's it going? Hears Christmas music, freaks out, crawls under desk, puts death metal music headphones on for 10 minutes crying.
Yes. Wait, how do you know my everyday routine? Nah. I'm not a complete monster though. Like, I'll let her listen to Christmas music on Christmas Day, like when we're driving, wherever we're going to, whoever's house we're going to. So it was cool when it was my sister's house because it was literally like 3 miles away. When I made that deal, I was like, we were going to my sister's house. She's like, can I at least listen to Christmas music on the way to your sister's and the way home? Yes, and then now we're going to my brother's house, and it's fucking bullshit because he lives in Oceanside. Oh, man.
But I mean, I guess if you're able to dodge it all Christmas season and only have to deal with it Christmas Day, it's not that bad.
Right, because she's already like beginning the countdown for them to start playing it on like Coast FM, and I think like within the next week or two they're going to start playing Christmas music already. Fucking monsters, man. But speaking of Christmas, so the new flavor of Oreos is gingerbread.
Interesting.
And when I opened the packet, it looked like they had little like peppermint flakes in the actual cream filling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took one up to my wife and didn't tell her what it was. My wife.
Speaking of wife.
And jokes that would not be funny.
I still laugh every time I hear it. So
I think everybody does. I was listening to another podcast and they brought that up about how that movie's how old and that joke is still not funny.
Maybe they just don't have a good sense of humor.
I don't know. I think it's funny.
Or maybe we're just garbage.
I think because we're in the same boat as them, we're laughing at the same joke. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you are listening to the podcast at this point, then you probably either have pity or the same sense of humor as us.
Oh man, it's like you know, I think of it of like soccer, watching like a little kid soccer game. You just do it because like, you know, it's your child, so you have to. You're like,
well, that explains two of our listeners. I don't know about the other 10.
I don't know what kind of deal you and your buddy in New York have together, but I'm sure something went down.
What happens at Watkins Glen stays at Watkins Glen. There's a reason why it's called endurance racing. But yeah, so I brought it to her and she was like, "Oh, it's a ginger snap." And I didn't want to say anything, so I let her taste it and she's like, "Oh, this is pretty good." And she's like, "Was it ginger snap?" And I'm like, "You're close. Gingerbread." Normally I'm not a huge fan of gingerbread cookies, so I didn't buy the maple ones because I don't like, I don't know, maple flavoring I don't like, so like maple beers, whenever I see like a breakfast with maple in it, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to like that.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But the gingerbread cookies, they're actually really good. Like I said, there's just that like little pop of peppermint in there just to like brighten the flavor up.
Yeah.
But you know what? People lie to us, Sean.
They lie?
Because you know all these vegans saying that vegan food is healthy? Oreos are vegan, right?
Yes.
But they have the serving, like, fat, nutritional facts on the front. You can either have two Oreos or a fucking Snickers bar, Sean, for the same amount of calories.
Fair enough.
It's 150 calories for two Oreos.
Do you want to know the funniest thing that is accidentally vegan?
What's that?
Bacon bits. From like for your salad?
Yes.
They're vegan, accidentally vegan, because it's not, there's no meat in it. They're like fried, like, it's like fried dough with like seasoning and liquid smoke.
Right. So apparently my plan to go vegan and just eat nothing but Oreos and bacon bits and Slurpees isn't going to work.
True. You might have to eat a salad or some asparagus or something.
Well, that was where the bacon bits were going to go. I've seen Chopped. You can probably fit Oreos on a salad somewhere, too.
That is true.
Just make, like, Oreo croutons.
Oh, I think the worst Chopped episode was, like, the viewer's choice, and they pulled out a gummy snake.
Like, the best part about the Viewer's Choice episodes is how much the contestants fucking hate the people by the second basket.
Yeah.
They're like, what monsters fucking put this shit together?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Speaking of monsters, Sean, Amazon, like, came out. I saw this thing on Reddit, and apparently Amazon, like, had to remind people that if you buy digital movies through Prime, like, not rent, but actually buy them.
Yeah.
They're not yours.
Mm.
You don't own them. And I know,
just have
like,
rights to, you just have rights to look at it every until anytime they you want.
That, until they decide that you don't have those rights anymore. And then they can just like take. And like one of the things people were talking about that was kind of scary is Amazon can like go through your computer and like delete that movie.
Wow.
From your hard drive.
That's pretty impressive.
Right? Super cool violation of privacy and whatever, but it's in the end user licensing agreement.
Wow.
That and the fact they make it to make you into a human centipede. But yeah, like I know, like and like you know, in other countries, the like especially Europe, which you know, it's weird that American politicians have gotten Americans to make fun of Europe for their like them having consumer rights. It's like, oh, look at them. They don't let corporations tell them what to do. Like one of the big things over there is like for video games.
Yeah.
For their ads, the ad has to be a certain percentage of actual gameplay. It can't all be fucking rendered and cutscenes.
Yeah. And
simulations like they are over here.
It makes sense.
Or like one of the like when you play mobile games and there's ads and it's like the ad is like nothing to do with the actual gameplay of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But they figure like if they play somehow make these ads, they've done the form math or whatever, and that's how they get the whales to pay all that money.
Yeah.
So
I wonder what it's like to be a whale, to spend hundreds and thousands of dollars on a app, like a video game app,
or anything in general.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard the little Sean. Did you hear the little?
I did hear it. Are you already at beer two?
Well, I guess yes. It's the whiskey seltzer. Like I could definitely like as I was pouring it, I could smell the whiskey. It says pure whiskey brewed and distilled 100% at Koichi Brewery, gently finished in oak barrels, then blended for balance. A genuine highball crafted with the clear water of Hitachino. You know, my wife gives me a hard time. She's like, you watch all this anime and you don't know any Japanese. Kanpai. Kanpai.
It was funny. We were talking about anime last night during the gambit. And Quatros is like, you know, so it's a harem. It's like under the harem description. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I think at this point in life, like, any anime is technically harem at this point. You have to say it has to say non-harem at this point because it. I just expect there to be some kind of weird version of harem going on in any anime. I mean, even in Goblin Slayer, it's basically like splash of harem going on.
Right.
And that whole show is really just about killing goblins and getting revenge.
Right, because you have the elf girl, the cleric, and the clerk at the Adventurers Guild.
Mm-hmm. And you have
and the farmer's daughter.
Yep. And the head lady at the church, the blind. Oh yeah. Yep.
That's true. Forgot about her. Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, you're right. It's either just harem or non harem, and most of it's at some point harem-y. But yeah, so. You know what? This is all right. Like it just needs something, like like some bitters or a splash of lime or something like that. Because it's just kind of like it's like a flat flavor. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I guess it's like. I mean, I guess I guess I described it perfectly. It's a whiskey seltzer, so it's kind of like one of those. I can't think of. I lost all the names of all the seltzer companies that people are buying.
LaCroix.
That one, yes. Like LaCroix, like where they make fun of LaCroix not really having much of a flavor.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like whiskey LaCroix. It's like a, like they distilled this I mean, they brewed this seltzer water next to the barrels that they were distill aging the whiskey in. Oh, man. So they've announced some casting news for Spider-Man 3, Sean.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man does whatever a Spider-Man does.
Yeah, I think that's how it goes. He So they announced a while ago that Stephen Strange is going to make an appearance. And of course, you know, as soon as like they make like any kind of cast announcement, all the fucking nerds have to like know if they don't, they have to know exactly what he's going to do in the movie. And if he if they don't, then they start making shit up. And then other people start like seeing that and putting that on Facebook, and they're like, "Hey, did you hear Doctor Strange is going to be like this in the movie?" And it's like, no. like I can't remember what movie it is. I think it might have been Spider-Man 2. There's like people like in negotiations, and they're like, "Oh yeah, they're bringing this person back," and it's like, no, we just like talk to them. Like, they're not in the movie yet. Like, don't listen to like the fucking like rumor mill sites. Listen to like wait for actual like press releases, like Sony or Marvel or anything like that, because they talk to people all the time, and shit might not happen. Like, you know what I'm saying?
True.
But one of the things they did confirm, which is going to make for an interesting movie, is Jamie Foxx is coming back as Electro.
Interesting.
And so they're like, of course, you know, the rumor mill is sitting off that they're going to like work on bringing the Sinister Six and all this stuff, and you know, how they're going to work it in the universe. And it's like, well, they did the same thing with J. Jonah Jameson. It's the same dude. Just, we're just like, oh, hey, he's in this movie somehow. and maybe they'll explain how he's there, and like, and maybe that, oh, and one, but the rumor about Doctor Strange is that he's going to basically be the mentor role to take over for Tony Stark.
You're not my real dad. Tony was.
Right. You're not my real fake dad. But then like with them like casting Electro that, and like, you know, the other rumored actors in discussion, that it might seem like, and that maybe they're bringing the multiverse stuff to the Spider-Man movie. And that's how like Electro is going to show up in this movie as Jamie Foxx, you know? So, but then, you know, on a side note, I guess the actor that played Ned, his best friend, went full Neville, for, you know, and lost a ton of weight.
Really?
Yeah. And like, he kind of got hot like Neville did, like the actor that played Neville.
Are they going to have to recast his best friend now?
I don't know. Are they just going to have to like put him like in a fat suit or something? Or is he just going to like, are they have to explain that he got hot? Like, and maybe even make a, that'd be funny if they even made like a Harry Potter reference. Like, dude, you went away for this, like the school ended and you look like you like that. And you come back like Neville and look hot. Like, what happened? Fucking yeah. Betty's going to kick herself now when she sees the new improved Ned.
That's true.
So, oh, man. You know, DC does their animated movies, right? And they tried to do an experiment with one of the more, I guess, famous Batman comic stories, Death in the Family.
Yeah.
So basically, they decided to try doing one of those like choose your own adventure movies.
Oh, it'll be fine, man. Going back, dude, he still's got like a good round head. I mean, they just gotta give him some baggy clothes, and he can still pull it off.
Oh, he'll be Ned, all right. You're stuck googling the Ned.
Yeah, I googled Ned because, you know, I have nothing else to do. I have time on my hand.
You have time in your hands. You finish your beer. You should finish your beer.
It'll be okay, Danny. I don't want you to be worried about the next Spider-Man movie.
I wasn't that worried about it. Because I'm like, I don't know, man. Are we ever going to get a movie again, like, released in theaters? Or is movies just going to shut down? And we're just ever, all we're going to get is movie trailers and rumors for the rest of our lives?
I don't know. That's fair.
Right?
I don't know. I think it'll maybe never again.
I know. Who knows? Like, I see movie trailers and I'm like, oh, that movie looks cool. I don't know if I'll ever get to watch it.
If we could watch movies.
I know. like they're talking that like the Batman movie might not get made now.
Yeah. Don't they have issues with what's his name?
Well, Robert Pattinson got the COVID. He got better. But I guess there's other issues going on with it. So they're saying that, like, yeah, they might just end up scrapping everything and shutting DC down and blowing up Universal Studios or not whatever.
Warner Brothers.
Yeah, Warner Brothers. Like all of it, just gone. Harry Potter Land. No more.
No.
Oh man, but in the Death in the Family movie, Sean, they made it a choose your own adventure type movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is you have to buy the Blu-ray to be able to partake in the choose your own adventuring.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you rent it, you just get the basic movie.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy it digitally, you get the movie, but then in the special features, you get to see kind of what the other paths would have led to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Versus like if you buy it. So I guess there's like the part where like the bomb's there, Jason Todd's like tied up, and Batman's like swinging in. So you have the choice of either Batman doesn't make it in time, the bomb blows up and kills Jason Todd. Batman goes in, saves Jason Todd, but the bomb still blows up and kills Bruce Wayne. Or Batman goes in, saves the day, and no bomb. And then there's different stories that come out of that. So, I don't know, man. Like, I didn't watch it. I just listened to a couple podcasts about it. And so I just more want to talk about it as a public service announcement. If this wants to watch it, don't rent it. Because you're missing out on the fun of it, I guess.
Missing out on all the good stuff.
Yes. Speaking of missing out, Sean, Cyberpunk 2077 got delayed again.
Pushed back.
To December 10th.
We're never going to get it.
No. So, you know, there's that one old man meme where he's kind of smiling or whatever that's been on the internet forever.
Mm-hmm.
There was a meme. It's like, you know, me in 2077 saying that Cyberpunk 2077 got pushed back again. But it was funny because leading up to like its like supposed release date, that like people were complaining that they lied and said there would be no developer crunch, yet there was like the crunch. And it's like, well, of course there's going to be a crunch for anything like that. It just depends on how long the crunch is, right?
True.
I mean, any job, like my wife. See, still funny.
Right.
She, even her job, like the last couple days of the month, like, you know, she goes from working like 8 hours a day at the beginning of the month and kind of watching a lot of TV like during the slow parts to the last couple days. Like she's working like 12 hours a day and has no downtime. So it's life, man. But then the other reason I heard that they might be because of the pushback is that I guess Google paid them a ton of money to like make it Stadia compliant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Google Stadia is dying and they need a game on there that people actually want to play.
Please make this game available. We need them. We need them.
Right. And so basically that's like getting it to be to be able to work with Stadia is one of the rumors I heard for the delay. And, you know, of course, gamers, you know, being gamers, they all heard the news and were like, well, you know what? That's fine. Like, just come out with the game when it's ready. It'll be good. There was no death threats at all, right?
No, there was absolutely zero death threats about a video game.
Right, because, you know, it's
okay. Maybe there were a few. Maybe some people made death threats against the producers and creators of Cyberpunk. Who knows, though?
I mean, it's all speculation and you know, things that I've actually like read on Twitter. So it's cool. I don't know, man. It's weird.
Times are tough, man.
It is, dude. So I read another comic book series and it says that it's still ongoing, but it's like 20 issues. And, the way the last issue ended, it could have wrapped up the series.
Mm.
And the fact that the last issue came out in May of 2018.
You're probably not getting any more of it.
Right. And it is an Image comic. So they might just randomly just show up one day and then not again for like another 6 months.
Doubt.
Right. But it was a Jason Aaron comic called Southern Bastards. And so basically Jason Aaron as the writer, and then I can't remember who the artist was, but they're both grew up in the South, and it was basically like their love/hate letter to the people of the South. And so this guy who's from the South has to go back home to like empty out his family home. And he runs into like the football coach that he grew up with that caused problems for him when he was a kid, of course. And, you know, the football coach, you know, being a small Southern town, runs the town and the police and everything. And so it's a pretty good story. He ends up like that. The main character ends up dying.
Mm-hmm.
And then his daughter ends up coming in to like find out what happened and why he died, and ends up going out and trying to avenge his death. A lot of people weren't happy with how the last issue ended. Like some of the characters went against motivation. But I don't know, man. I haven't read a comic book series where, but it's very few and far in between where like a comic actually wraps up clean, especially like big events with Marvel and DC. You know, it's always like something stupid, like when, you know, Captain America and Hydra, and it was like, dude, it's either he's brainwashed, it's a fake cap or something. And of course it was like, oh yeah, he got pushed from the dimension. You know?
Yeah.
So I got recommended an anime, Sean, from a guy I work with.
Did you? Oh, the one I didn't watch.
The one you didn't watch.
Dang it. I knew there was something I was forgetting.
Oh, that's fine. I'm not surprised. I watched the fifth episode this morning. So it's not too far in. It's newish. It's new anime this season called Jujutsu Kaisen.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, this kid, he's like superstar athlete kind of, but he won't join any of the sports teams. Like he's super fast and strong and stuff, but he's like, and the coach wants him to join the track team, but he's like, dude, I want to hang out with like the Supernatural Club.
Yeah.
And they come to find out that like he finds this thing and it's a cursed item, and he ends up eating it, and like the spirit of the curse ends up kind of being inside of him, and he ends up having to fight between himself and the curse.
Mm-hmm.
And so like the curse is like super strong, of course. Like the fourth episode, like they end up going and fighting like a super strong curse. I'm like, wait, it's only four episodes in and they're already fighting this? Like if I made this, I would have waited longer and done. And I'm like, oh wait, never mind, stop talking like that, because it's not my show, I didn't write it. Oh man. But you know, like reading the comments, like if you go on the VRV app, you can actually read comments that people have wrote about the show, and people are saying that in their opinion it should be anime of the year. The fight scenes are really good, the animation's really good, the story seems good. I don't see why it wouldn't at least be nominated for anime of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it would necessarily win, but I'm not necessarily a huge fan of like the shoujin fighting animes like Dragon Ball Z or any of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of has that point. But like his senpai at the school for like the magic beings that fight the curses is like just like super cocky and overpowered, and like he wears a blindfold, and I guess according to the comments at some point he's forced to take the blindfold off and just goes into full like mode.
He's like, I'm tired of your shit, blindfold off.
Right. Because even with blindfold, he's pretty badass. And I don't know, like the characters are pretty well written. It's a fun show.
Okay.
And then you watch an anime, and I actually watched the first two episodes.
Nice. Yeah, so I got through the first 10 episodes of Demon Girl Next Door, which is just like it's just really more or less a funny, casual anime to watch. So the main character, she ends up finding out that she's from a demon clan and her powers were awoken. And to restore her family's like well-being, she has to go fight and get the blood from a magic girl. And so she ends up like finding a magic girl like in a different class. And the magic girl, for whatever reason, knows that she's a demon and just like helping her train to be better so she can potentially maybe fight her one day. But it's just like the random stories that have popped up through this anime and their interactions and everything is just super hilarious. Like my favorite part is like at the end of usually the, cause you saw this first two episodes, so like every anime episode is like two mini episodes inside of it, kind of like how Love is War. But I always find it funny, like at the end, like she's always like, you know, she gets upset at the magic girl for one reason or another, and she just like runs away, and she's just like, don't you think this, don't think that this means that you've won, and runs away just like a villain would.
Yeah.
Like, after a fight, like it's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty funny because like all the her friends, like she shows up to school and her friends like, wait, do you have horns? And they're just like cool with it. Like there was one scene where they're like walking and like the one girl's like playing with the demon tail as they're walking.
Yeah.
Or they like they go show up to fight and she's like, well, we gotta stretch. We gotta like stretch because you don't wanna get hurt. And so they're like stretching and it's like, all right, we gotta warm up, let's go jog. And then it's like tricking her into working out because like the demon girl is just super weak.
Yes.
She's like at one point, like the magic girl stops a truck with one hand, and she's like, "Wow!" And the demon girl's like, "I get winded like carrying a bag of rice in from the car."
Yeah.
One of the comments though, like in the first episode, somebody said, and I haven't watched the other show. I don't know if you did, but they said it was a PG version of Sister New Devil.
That's a good question. Too many follow-ups.
Right. Since... And then one thing I did notice is like she had like they have like a spirit of one of their ancestors like in a statue that the mom was using as a doorstop.
Oh my god. anime. I think I did review this anime now that I look at it.
Oh, Sister New Devil. Yeah, I could have sworn you did, yes.
It is pretty that anime was pretty ridiculous. I mean, if we're honest.
I saw somebody made a YouTube video of him watching Darling in the Franxx with his dad. And, like, they get through, like something happens, and, like, he pans over, and the dad just looks, like, has, like, a look on his face and just looks over at the son, like, what the fuck are you making me watch, and what the fuck are you watching, like, all in one look.
Yeah.
But, the statue of the ancestor spirit.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or does it look like a dildo with bull horns?
It does.
I'm like, why is she just carrying a dildo around? Because that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
And then she's like, carrying it like between her tits.
Of course. I think there's just like supposed to be like underlying tones to it.
It's not, dude, that's not lying under anything. That's fucking right on. There's nothing covering that up, dude. It's not lying under anything. It's not beating around the bush. It's not subtle. It's not like It's just straight up what's happening.
Gotcha.
To me, it was funny, but it wasn't quite as good as like Laid Back Camp. Like, it didn't have that like the. It wasn't as well written, I guess, but it was still good.
I think this was just. I don't think it's like the greatest ever, but it is at least it is entertaining to say the least.
Oh no, it's very entertaining. They just need like, I guess in the second episode they got a little bit better when like they like tricked her into buying food and to like spend her money so that they can postpone the fight as long as they could.
Yeah, and that's like a reoccurring theme throughout the series.
But yeah, that's one of the things. Like, that's one of the things I liked about like Laid Back Camp is they just had some of that like snarkiness that was made it like pretty funny. Oh man, but then, dude, I'm like. And a band came out that I love came out with an album. Another band that I enjoy like came out with an album recently, and I didn't know about it until like I bought the other band's album, and a rapper I listened to put out a free remix album, Sean.
Oh wow!
So this rapper Spose from Maine,
mm-hmm.
like basically he was like kind of he has a podcast as well. His own name Spose, Spose. But he did like a breakdown of this album, and he was talking about how he was just kind of like in a bad place creatively, and so he couldn't make his own music. So, but he just wanted to work on music, and so he decided to take Jay-Z's Black Album, and mash it up with Smashing Pumpkins' Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness.
So he took like a track from each one and put them together.
Well, because Jay-Z at some point released the a cappella tracks where it's just him singing, no music.
Yeah.
And then so then he found like the tracks that had the beats per minute to match and like looped parts because some of the songs didn't have enough like open music for him to like, so he looped it and so it's like Smashing Pumpkins music with Jay-Z rapping over it.
Interesting.
And he did cheat on a couple songs because he couldn't find anything off of Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, so he did like a couple off their older albums. But it's like he has a website for it. It's spjz.com. It's actually really entertaining. Like if you're, a fan of either or both, I know I when it was released, I posted a link to it on the music section of the Clan's Discord.
Gotcha.
But then I noticed that Deftones came out with a new album on September 25th called Ohms, like the electricity measurement. It's a good album. Like it's not the same sound as when they were younger because I think they realized that they're too old and their voices can't handle the screaming that they used to do.
Fair enough.
Like when I saw them live, like last year, the year before, I don't know, dude. Like time's weird now. Like they opened for The Cure, and I was around. I'd never seen them live, and I was like in the crowd. I could hear people that had seen them live or whatever complaining about how it was a shitty performance and it wasn't as good as it was when they were younger. And it's like, well, you mean it's different, and you're expecting them to still sound the same? And it's like they didn't play any of the songs that I wanted them to. And it's like, dude, they probably physically can't anymore.
Right.
But yeah, so it was kind of funny because I ended up seeing that it was like on sale on iTunes for like a couple bucks off. So I'm like, dude, I'll pick it up. Hell yeah. But then the one that shocked me kind of was Pussifer, another one of the Maynard James Keenan bands. They came out with a new album. So it's weird that we went 10 years with no Tool album.
Yep.
And in the span of a year, we have two Maynard James Keenan projects releasing albums.
Maybe he just was. Maybe it took him 10 years of soul searching and cleaning to get it going.
Well, according to him, how he does it is he'll have the bands actually write the music, and then they'll send him the tracks, and then he'll write the lyrics over the music. So that was his, he was always kind of blaming the band for Tool. Like, it's like, dude, I'm just waiting for the music. And then they're like, well, we gave him the music. Now we're just waiting for him to write the lyrics. So there was a lot of, not so much throwing under the bus, but passing the buck on blame on that. And I know like Danny Carey came out like when this whole COVID thing happened and shutdowns and stuff, and he said that I don't like he basically said that they were going to come out with a LP,
Yeah.
like a mini album. And I made a joke with my wife's cousin. My wife. See, still funny. I was like, dude, I didn't know we were going to be in quarantine for like 10 years. That was in March, and now like. In hindsight, I think we might be in quarantine for 10 years.
Right.
At least it feels like it.
It'll be like episode like 400. It'll be like we're finally back at a convention.
Yeah, it's like we actually get to like record in person for the first time in like 250 episodes.
Right.
Oh man. So the new Pussifer album, they released a single like a while ago called Apolitical. Dude, it's weird. Like it took me a few listens to like actually make it through the whole song because the beginning is just weird. Like even by like Maynard and Pussifer standards, it's weird. But it kind of like halfway through the song, it like hits a different tone and the music changes. The album is really good. My only complaint about it is that all the songs tonally kind of sound the same. Like they basically like run the same like keyboard like on it, hit on the same key,
So, yeah, what is the difference between Pussifer and his other bands, for those that don't kind of know?
I mean, the main thing is it's because it's all different musicians, so they all have their own sound. So like Tool is like kind of out there with like their tempos, like it's called the Fibrioni sequence where like the songs like just change tempos, like it's like 1-4, then it's like seven, eights, and then, you know, whatever. Like, they keep, like, the beat just keeps changing. And it's more, like, I guess for lack of a better term, like, psychedelic.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, A Perfect Circle is probably the most just straight rock of any of his bands. You know, like, that's why you have, like, most of his songs that get played on the radio are from A Perfect Circle.
Yeah.
And then Pussifer is just, like, his straight, like, experimental band.
Gotcha.
Like, I mean, because it started off as, like, a joke. Literally started off as a joke band.
Yeah.
Like, if you go on YouTube and Google, like a Pussifer Country Boner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, like, and because he was on one of the, like, Tim and Eric, one of those, like, early, like, live-action Cartoon Network shows. Like, Maynard was, like, friends with them, and so he would be on the show. And Pussifer was the band that he performed on on the show. Right? So it was, like, basically for a sketch comedy show. And then so he would do, like almost, like, show up at comedy clubs and perform songs as Pussifer.
Mm.
And then eventually he's like, you know what? Maybe we should make this a real band. And then so they did it, like, an album. And then they came out with their second album, and they hired a singer from England, Karina Round. And she's, like, her and Maynard, like, together, just super amazing, like, vocals. Like, they harmonize super well.
Mm-hmm.
That is one thing I do like about this album, though. Like, it seems like they give her more, like, vocals on this. And he kind of takes the backseat on some of more of the songs than they have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But though, when I saw them live, though, it was probably one of my favorite shows because there was no opening band. They had Lucha Libre wrestlers wrestling as the opening act. And then, the band came out and they had, like, bleachers set up and they had, like, the ring still there. And so, like, the drummer was in front of the ring and they had, like, the guitarist and bassist on each side. And, like, it started with Karina and Maynard in the ring singing.
Mm-hmm.
And they would play a little bit, and they would, like, get out of the ring, and then they would play some songs outside of the ring, and as they're, like, singing out of the ring, one of the wrestlers would jump in the ring and, like, challenge the other one, and they would wrestle during the song, or, like, at some point, like, Maynard just, like, decided he needed to take a break because he's, like, 50, you know, and he sat down. He would sit down on the bleachers, and they would, like, taking bets on the wrestler and, like, cheering him on and stuff.
With, like, random fans.
Yeah, like, they're, like, fans, like, watching the wrestling show, and and I don't know who was on there, but they filled up the bleachers with random people. So I don't know if it was like a radio contest or if it was, like, part of their fan club or what, or family or friends kind of a thing of the band.
Yeah.
But then I found out that some of the people that wrestled at Bar Wrestling actually were on that tour.
Oh, wow.
One of the wrestlers. That he actually wrestled the night you were there, Eli Everfly. He was, like, the little tiny dude that, like, came out and, like, was, like, stood up on the ring post with his tongue out and it was all painted purple.
Yeah.
Kind of had, like, bug glasses. So at some point this dude came out, like, wearing a lucha mask, but he had, like, a suit and tie, like, a suit on.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, giving drinks and stuff, but he was, like, a little dude compared to the other wrestlers.
Yeah.
And it was, like, because it was two mixed tag teams. So it was a guy and a girl in blue and a guy and a girl in red.
Yeah.
And this dude came out and, you know, like, shenanigans and stuff at the end. He ended up winning the Ultimate Championship. The waiter did. And so I was like, wait. Yeah, you know, they're from LA kind of a thing. Like, do I know? And it was when I was kind of getting back into independent wrestling. Like, do I know any of these wrestlers? And so I saw he was one of them. And so I went to Bar Wrestling and he was there selling merch, and, like, nobody was around there, so I was talking to him about it, and he said, dude, it was amazing. Like, he worked the country with them. Got to pay for wrestle and watch Whisper play all around the world.
All around the world. We can make time. Fucking never bumping.
At some point, that song gets back to California, right? Like every other Red Hot Chili Peppers song?
I think so. I really did enjoy when they did at Disneyland, they did the Red Hot Chili Pepper takeover, when they did Roller Coaster and Space Mountain.
That was Higher Ground?
Fun. What's up?
Wasn't it Higher Ground on Space Mountain?
Oh, you know what? Maybe so. I can't remember. I thought it was. No, I thought it was. I don't remember.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's been a long time, man. I have to look it up.
It was a long time ago. I'm looking it up. Let's see if I can find it. But yeah. But yeah, if you're like into Pussifer and Maynard, like, or even Deftones, like any of these albums, I highly recommend. If you have it was Higher Ground.
Gotcha.
And Roller Coaster, yeah. Yeah, Space Mountain, it was Higher Ground.
Okay.
People, because I remember singing the song, that's why. Keep on dreaming. So, oh man. You know, it's funny, I thought I would enjoy the highball whiskey drink more than the yuzu pepper drink.
But it's the opposite.
It is. Very much so. It's not even close.
How shocking.
Exactly. It's so shocking, I'm not even shocked anymore.
Oh, man. You know what's shocking, Danny?
We've made it to another episode without killing ourselves.
That despite having a ridiculous 3-hour raid last night, that I'm going to attempt to do all the raids next Saturday on November 7th for charity. It'll be starting at 8 a.m. Eastern.
For the kids?
For the children. Think about the children.
So this November 7th, 11-7?
Yep, 11-7.
Or if you're in the rest of the world, 7-11.
Something like that. Anyways, my stream will be starting at 8 a.m. Eastern. Still looking for some people to help with the rating. Still looking for some donations and shares. So appreciate anybody who could spend some time or spare a buck and come hang out. It should be a good time. So we had some fun last night raiding. I've been doing a little bit better, making sure that I am streaming these raids. So everybody will have to check it out. So I think we are going to raid and do some triumphs on Scourge of the Pass on Friday night. So you could, for anybody that has not too much going on and you want to take a look, you could jump on the stream and take a look. I'll have to make sure I keep remembering to post it onto our Facebook page versus just the Skype page.
Yeah. And for some reason, I don't know why, like, usually, like, if whenever other people that I follow on Twitch go live, because I do follow the podcast, because I have my own, there it says it has no content.
What, the Hoppyhead Pro? Oh, and the streaming on Twitch is Hoppyhead Pro.
Hoppyhead Pro, yes.
Hoppyhead Pro, in case you want to take a look. But it'll be all on there. You could definitely take a look at our... I shared my page last week, and I'll do so today. Then I'll make sure it's up next Saturday as well for everybody and I'll make sure who needs it.
Instagram and that kind of, and maybe Twitter.
Exactly.
So,
you know where else you could follow us, Danny? You could follow us on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Facebook, Instagram,
Amazon,
Untapped, Amazon.
Ooh. As you're buying like shit, you can listen to us while you're buying shit you don't need and get delivered rapidly.
Exactly. All right, everybody, we'll see you next week. Make sure you stay safe out there, and we'll see you next time.
Wear a fucking mask, dicks.